You are now listening to the U92 Sports Podcast Series. This broadcast is brought to you by WWVU-FM, West Virginia University's college radio station.
All right, baseball fans, it's time for the best baseball minds U92 has to offer. Joe Mitchin and Brandon Vansicle will take you around the diamond year-round, from the winter meetings to spring training, all the way to the World Series. This is Going Yard, and it starts right now.
Hello, and welcome to Going Yard. I am Nick Villano. I am your guest host, I guess, with the normal host, Emily Giangreco. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Alyssa Noe, unfortunately, is dying once again. So we brought in the replacement.
Goodness.
from the NBA Fast Break. We have Eddie Santiago. Eddie, how are we doing today?
I'm all right, man. I'm in a decent mood, except the snow killed everything.
Snow's not good. Snow is making everyone sick. It's making everyone miserable. West Virginia's not a happy time, especially with the women's team losing.
Dude, it's late March. Snow should be non-existent in late March.
This is not a good time to be at West Virginia University. But it's a good time to talk baseball, because we start this week. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about our top five MVPs in each league. And to save time for you guys, we're going to do top three Cy Young. We're going to start off with number five on each of our lists in the American League. So, I'll go first. I have Derek Jeter as number five.
Ooh.
I think if any Yankees going to... He's never won an MVP, but he's gotten
Which
close.
Which is a joke.
Yes.
I will never forget 2006.
Yeah.
He should have beat out Morneau.
Yeah.
It's a freaking joke.
I thought Morneau and Mauer were going to split votes, and Jeter was going to sneak in there because of it. And I thought he deserved it 2 years ago, too. But I don't even remember who won it 2 years ago.
It's a freaking joke. It was Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, was it Miguel Cabrera? Okay.
Not over Cabrera. He shouldn't have won on Cabrera, but should have won on 2006.
No, 3 years ago is when he almost won. Because 2 years ago, Cabrera won, got the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
But I think it's Jeter's last year. He has, if this Yankees team is good, like real good, they're going to give a lot of credit to Jeter if he could stay healthy, which he couldn't last year. If he could play like he did 2 years ago, when he had that really good season where he got 200 hits at 38 years old, I think he's going to get a lot of credit. Eddie, who's your top? Who's your fifth in the American League?
My five is another Yankee. It's not Jeter, though. And this all is very, very, I want to say fragile, because I got Jacoby Ellsbury actually at five.
Interesting.
He had a breakout year kind of a couple years ago with the Red Sox, where he had like 30 home runs. And, like, I think he had around 50 stolen bases. He had 52 stolen bases last season.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, with that short porch, him being a lefty, I think he's going to kill it in Yankee Stadium. You know, get up to around 20, 25 home runs, bring in about 80, 90 runs, 52 stolen bases. It's something he can live up to, I think. And he's going to patrol center field. So if he's healthy, I got Jacoby Ellsbury there.
I think what helps him is that Britt Gardner's also in this lineup.
Yeah.
So he's not the only fast guy like he was in Boston. Because I can't think of one other guy, really.
And I think if it's Joe Girardi, with the way Joe Girardi wants to play with small ball, stealing bases, and manufacturing runs instead of depending on a home run.
It's weird to hear the Yankees doing small ball. So, Emily, who's your number five for the American League?
Okay, I was telling Nick that I did not number these, but I will just go off my head. I really do like Jeter. I didn't even put him on there. It was just surprising.
I actually thought about Jeter, too. But
that would be cool if he got it, so I kind of want to say Jeter, but he's not on there. So I'm going to go with Evan Longoria. I mean, he's, I don't know, I just think, I mean, that sounds bad. But I mean, he was like... after looking at, like, last year and everything, I mean, he came in, like, sixth out of all the votings. Wow, that just sounded so
And he
boring.
Started the year hurt last year, didn't he?
Exactly. So if he's healthy, he's going to be in my top five. If he's not healthy, then I'll totally go for Jeter. But then again, that's another one if he's healthy or not. So we'll see.
Oh, so my number four is, this one's surprising because he's so low. I got Mike Trout, number four.
Ooh.
I think the Angels are going to be bad again.
Again?
I think Mike Socha's getting fired by midseason.
I think they win that division by default. The Rangers are losing their pitching. The A's have lost their pitching. Who else?
I don't know who else is going to win it. This is the worst division. This is the worst AL West I've seen in years. The Astros might sneak. No, that's not even joking about that. But I don't think. I think if the even if the Angels win the division, they'll win with like 82 games. So they're not gonna have an outstanding year. They're not gonna get to 90 wins. I don't think anybody in this division is gonna get to 90 wins unless you get another surprise like Oakland. But Oakland just lost Parker.
It wasn't Parker.
They just lost their number one starter. There's so many starters getting lost around here. But Mike Trout's gonna put up numbers. He always puts up numbers. He's playing for a $30 million a year contract. And he's going to deserve it.
He's going to get like $50 million a
year. But I got Mike Trout as number four.
I got Adam Jones. I got Adam Jones. I think he's the real catalyst behind the Orioles. Chris Davis is the home run guy, the RBI guy. But I think Adam Jones. Without Adam Jones in that lineup, I don't think that their Baltimore is nearly as effective because you can just pitch around Chris Davis. And where was he before, you know?
Yeah.
Before last Texas. Year. You know, so, and Adam Jones has been consistently good. He's had a little bit of health issues too. But I think he stays healthy. He's a gold glove winner as well. So, I think he gets, I got him number four.
All right. Well, this is funny that you had the Angels because I actually have Josh Hamilton.
Okay. Why do you have Josh Hamilton?
Okay. He can't
be as bad as last year.
Nobody can be as bad as. I mean, that's like Adam Dunn 3 years ago. That was just like, you can't be as bad as you were last year, so let's give this another shot. But go on.
I want to say it's going to be a comeback year for him. That's what I want to say. And, I mean, I just want to see how he does. I don't know. Like, I think he did decent with Texas. So I want to see him have a comeback year and do really good with Angels.
He was great with Texas.
Yeah.
I just don't know how he's going to, like, he's such a psychopath when it comes to, like, putting pressure on himself. I don't know how he's going to do with that contract.
I don't know. I want to see it. I want to see it happen, so I put him in there.
My next one's a little interesting. Number three, I got Adrian Beltre. I look at this Texas lineup. The Texas lineup's pretty good. They just signed Sin Choo Choo. They brought in Prince Fielder, but that's like a one-for-one because they lost Ian Kinsler. They get to put Profar in the lineup for good now. Well, they get to put...
Profar's out for 10 to 12 weeks.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right, well, I missed that one. There's been so many injuries in MLB, it's impossible to keep track. Corbin just went down yesterday, and he's done for the season. So, all right, well, either way, I still think that Adrian Beltre, with Sin Choo Choo at the top of the lineup, and... half the season, at least, of Profar at the number two hole or wherever they end up putting him, he's going to have a lot of base runners to knock in at the number three spot. He's going to have Prince Fielder behind him. This is my projected lineup would have Beltre at three, Fielder four. So he'll have a lot of protection behind him and in front of him. I think he's going to have a monster year, and I think he's going to lead the Rangers to the playoffs. Him and Darvish, if Darvish stays healthy.
Number three, I got... Miggy. I got Miguel Cabrera at three.
Number three?
Yeah.
I put him as number one.
I got...
spoiler.
Spoiler!
Like, his hitting stats are amazing, but I think people are starting to catch up onto his fielding a little bit because he's just not that good in the field.
Oh, do you feel like the move to first base is going to help him?
The move to first will help him a little bit, but you still can't disguise that, especially with Jose Iglesias going now up the middle. It's not going to disguise
that's going to hurt them a lot more than... And it shows because they're... drastically trying to find a short. They traded for Alex Gonzalez, and they traded... Who's that other guy they just traded for? Some scrub, but they traded for two shortstops in 2 days, so...
Yeah, so I think that's going to... I think that it won't mask him because Jose Iglesias was absolutely a beast up the middle. He could pretty much cover second and short at the same spot, and he always threw it on target, and I think that's going to hinder Miguel Cabrera a little bit in the field. His bat is going to be amazing as always, but I think that fielding catches up to him.
Okay, I'm going to switch what I originally have in my list and actually put two Yankees in there.
Oh.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Okay, so number three, I'm going to go with Robinson Cano.
He's a Mariner. He's not a Yankee.
Oh, well, there's that. Sorry, I did not do my research for this. Okay, well, then Never mind with the Yankees. I'm just going to go with him anyways.
Okay, so you go Robinson Cano. Yeah, he signed with the Mariners this offseason.
$1 billion or something. I didn't even have him.
A billion?
No.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it was like 120.
Can we talk about all how much people are making in the MLB? Can that be a segment? Because this is insane to me, seeing all these new ones.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. It's more than any other sport.
And this makes it even a bigger reason why I want to pick him, because he has a new start somewhere, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how he does with that team.
The Mariners are garbage.
I mean, I know, but
that's too big of a field for him, man.
Yeah, he's going to get a ton of doubles. He might get 50 doubles, but he's only going to get like 20 home runs.
If that.
And 19 of them are coming on the road.
But I mean, if he's doing good and his team's garbage, it'll make him look even better.
Get that A-Rod MVP. okay, so my number two, I actually went number two, Evan Longoria. I like him a lot. I think he's the next superstar of this league.
Wow.
People have forgotten about him. Well, people forgot about him because of Trout and Harper coming up, and Manny Machado and all those other guys coming up. That people forgot that Evan Longoria was the best guy in the world. Like, 4 or 5 years ago.
Not even, like 2 years ago.
And he's got Will Myers up there. Will Myers is another year behind him, and now he has protection. Like, Will Myers is true protection for him. Will Myers, they got him the James Shields trade for the Royals. Ben Zobrist should stay healthy this year. He's a good person to have hitting for you. I think this Rays team, for some reason, they're going to trade David Price because they're idiotic.
Hope the Yankees get him.
I need
a replacement. CeCe's getting old.
We still got CeCe for 4 years. They still got CeCe for like 4 years. That's a lot of money. But yeah, I got Evan Longoria number two. I'm interested to see who you have above Miggy.
I actually agree with you. I have Longoria number two.
Okay.
I guess I saw him a little short
end.
She's like, I'm surprising everyone here.
I know. I was like,
I had Longoria number two. You know, like you said, he's been arguably the best third baseman in baseball. Going on 3 or 4 years now. But he's just hitting because nobody goes or nobody watches Tampa Bay Rays games.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, like you said, he has Ben Zobrist.
What do you care?
I'm not, but my dad lives in Florida.
He has Will Myers all behind him, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I think he's gonna put up monster numbers this year, and he's one of the best fielders in baseball.
Are we at number two now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm giving Jeter number two.
Okay.
I know. Just because, I mean, pretty much everything you said, Villano, I don't even like the Yankees, but I think Jeter deserves it. And I think if the Yankees can pull out a good season, it will have a lot of credit towards him. And I think it would just be an awesome way for him to end his career.
I'm just curious. Who'd you take out?
Who did I take out? I took out, let me go back to my list. Okay, I took out David Ortiz.
David Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz. I'm so bad with
him. He doesn't even play the field though. So that's
why I took him out. I thought
putting him in. I didn't think about putting him up at the top. I thought about having him in there somewhere.
Well, yeah, I didn't. Well, like I said, I didn't have this originally numbered. I was just like, okay, these are in my five.
I got Miguel. I got Miguel. me and Emily are going to agree on this, apparently, unless she changed her mind again.
No, I agree.
He won the Triple Crown 2 years ago, which did not get as much play as it should have because it hadn't been done since the 60s. Mm-hmm. I think Ted Williams was the last one.
And people downplayed it because these sabermetric nerds are talking about Mike Trout in the field and like his fielding was bad. So
he still won the Triple Crown. And they won it again last year. Last year, I don't even think anybody came close to the MVP voting with him. It wasn't like the NL with it. At least it was somewhat close.
Yeah.
I got Miggy. I'll let Emily go next, and she also had
Miggy. I mean, I have Miggy for the same reasons, obviously. I mean, look at him. Look at him. How do you not have him as number one? I want to hear him. Who do you have,
as number one?
I have Mike Trout winning it.
Okay.
I think the Angels are going to surprise a lot of people because they had a bad year.
Which is sad because they got like 100-something million on barrel, man, to surprise people.
I know, but they were so
that
bad.
That pitching staff is so bad.
They were so bad last year.
They got Weaver and Wilson. And then
But I think they're lying. I think Pujols has a comeback. He's healthy now. He got his foot fixed. I think Josh Hamilton has a little bit of a better year. I can't say MVP type.
My
year.
Boy, Josh.
I think he gets up there back to like a 270, 280 batting average.
Okay.
You know, like that's I said, doable. Pujols, second baseman. Howie Kendrick, I believe the second baseman. Yeah, yeah. I think he has a solid year.
Ibar's still on the team.
Yeah. And they're putting Mike Trout back where he likes to play in center field after they traded away
Trumbo.
No, Trumbo's gone. No, the center fielder. I forget his
Hunter?
Name.
Hunter?
No.
No, he left 2 years ago.
I don't know. But
now I'm thinking of Garrett Anderson. And I'm
no,
going
they traded away the center fielder, and they're putting back Mike Trout back in center field. So I think he wins it this year.
Borjos.
Yeah.
Peter Borjos.
There we go.
I always forget how to say his name. Okay. Well, that was our American League MVP. Now let's go to the National League. I'm going to let Eddie go first here. Eddie, who's your number five in the National League?
I got Paul Goldschmidt, man.
Okay.
First baseman, Arizona Diamondbacks. Had a breakout year last year. I believe he hit over 300. A lot of home runs. I can't give you how many. But I think I put him number five because I had him a little higher, but Patrick Corbin went down. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be a little bit worse now. So I think he falls down the list.
All right. I feel like everyone's judging me. I have Matt Kemp.
Okay. That's interesting. Because Matt Kemp's... Yeah,
he was injured a lot last year.
He was. I think it's another comeback season. I want to see guys coming back. I'm all about the comeback story until it happened to the Pirates, and then I was just, like, over it. But, I don't know. I think from our last podcast, I mean, I think we all agreed that we think the Dodgers are going to do really well this year.
I got him in the World Series.
Exactly. So I would like to see Matt Kemp be part of that and have his comeback season and end up being MVP.
I got Andrew McCutchen as my number five.
Low.
Yeah, I think the stink of the Pirates.
Five, so.
Really?
I think the roses smell of, oh, wonderful Pirates, good for you, is over. Now, you won the division, the wild card game. You didn't win the division, but you got in the playoffs.
They won the wild card
game. You won the wild card game. You almost took out the Cardinals, who ended up winning the National League pennant. I think now people are paying attention. They're going to start pointing out his flaws, because he's a great player. He's a great center fielder, but he does have flaws. Some of those big moments at the plate, bases loaded and no outs, he hits into a double play. So, that's there's some of those things that are going to be pointed out. Still going to have a great season, but I think he's number five. Eddie, who do you have at number four?
Number four, I got Joey Votto.
Okay.
I got the Reds finishing ahead of the Pirates, and I think he's going to be a big reason why.
I have the Reds winning this division.
I got the Cardinals still, but...
I just don't... I love the Reds' rotation.
I got Joey Votto, first baseman. He does a lot of... He's a decent fielder. He's not the best, but his bat... In the Great American Ballpark, he might as well be playing in the Little League Stadium, as small as that stadium is. He's gonna be belting them out of there.
He's also on my list, but not at number four.
Who do you have at number four?
I want to put Buster Posey there.
Do you want to put, or did you put?
Well, I told you I just did a top five. I didn't
okay,
really
so,
do.
So Buster Posey. Why do you have Buster Posey?
Is he
still playing catcher, by the way?
I think he was on the first base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Just like looking at his history, I mean, I just think he's always been in top 20 of MVPs. Like he just always makes a name for himself. And I don't know. I think he deserves to be up there in a top five. That's a girl's perspective.
this is a homer pick right here.
Okay.
This is just because I wanted to talk about him. I got Yasiel Puig.
Wow.
As number four.
I honestly thought about Puig. I honestly did.
I actually switched him.
I love Puig. Puig's my guy.
I had Hanley Ramirez in there. But then I took him out for Puig because I think Hanley's kind of injury prone. And I think he's too injury prone. Yeah. He worries me too much. He's been injured like the past three seasons. Last year was his first year he didn't get hurt in like four seasons. But Puig, I mean... They know that he didn't get gypped of the Rookie of the Year, but like it was his award to lose, And then he lost it. Jose Fernandez came out of nowhere and just took it from
Jose Fernandez had a bomb year.
Oh, you got... I mean, I'm not taking anything from Jose Fernandez. Jose Fernandez had one of the best years and one of the worst. He had a Steve Carlton type year.
Felix Hernandez type year.
Yeah. He's bad team, but he's still killing it every night. So, but I think because of that, I think the MVP voters are going to be nicer to him.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get that Rookie of the Year. And I think I got him at number four. We're at number three with Eddie.
Number three, I got her guy, Buster Posey.
Okay.
Oh, you know,
Buster Posey didn't make my list.
I think moving him to first base is a good move because he doesn't have to worry about getting his knee and his ankle, like, busted again. Unless he gets stepped on like Chipper Jones. But
Chipper Jones played in, like, so many random positions.
Oh, no, that was Tim Hudson. Never mind. Tim Hudson's ankle.
But Chipper Jones, I remember playing a couple games at first base, and then they put him in left field for a season. Like, just say it.
Just say it third. Yeah, I think he's always had a great bat. He's always hit in the 300s, you know, except for that one year when he got his ankle, like, rolled up and just torn to pieces. So I got Buster Posey at three.
See, I had your guy Joey at three. Well, I just put him there, but, like, I mean, I had him in the top five. But, yeah, I'm putting him at three. I mean, for the same reasons you said, that's why I feel like everything's being repeated. But just, I don't know, I have a feeling about the Reds this season. I think they're going to go far. And, like you said, watching him hit at home. Woo! All right.
you okay there?
Please, my number three.
I got Paul Goldschmidt number three. I think Paul Goldschmidt's going to build off last year. And, like, I think he's going to go opposite McCutchen because I think McCutchen's going to get a lot of pressure from last year. And I think Goldschmidt is going to build off last year because he's still not being paid attention to.
Because he plays in Arizona.
I mean, yeah. I get why he's not being paid attention to. But people aren't paying attention to Paul Goldschmidt. I think he's going to have another monster year. Even with Corbin out, I don't think Arizona's going to be good. But I think he's going to put up crazy numbers. So he's going to be in consideration just because of how good he's played. So who do you have number two?
Number two, I got Yadier Molina.
Okay.
Who could have won the MVP last year and probably should have won the MVP last year, despite McCutchen winning it. His team won a division. He hit 340-something.
His average was insane.
And he's the leader of that team. People will say Matt Holliday or Adam Wainwright, but without Yadier Molina, we've seen in the middle of the season when he was out, that team faltered a little bit. I got Yadier Molina number two.
I had Kutch at number two because, okay, I feel like he should be up there because he is a really good player. But at the same time, I do agree with you, Volano, where I think that he is going. I mean, people are going to notice his flaws, and I think everything's just going to go to his head. I don't think his game is going to be as good, to be honest, and I don't really want to see the Pirates succeed. But I have him as number two.
Yeah, me either. I've grown a hate for Pittsburgh.
I don't hate Pittsburgh. I hate the Steelers and I hate the Penguins, so I can't hate every team that's here.
Nope, I've grown to hate for all of them.
Yeah.
Number two, I got Joey Votto. You guys had him. Eddie had him four. Emily had him three. I got him two.
All right, he's moving up the list.
Yeah, I think the Reds are just gonna have a monster season. I think they're gonna play much better, even though they just fired Dusty Baker, and I like Dusty Baker as a coach.
Can't win in the playoffs.
And that's an issue. And I think that the fact that they fired Dusty after such a good season, because they did have a good season, but I think that firing Dusty is going to put a fire up under their, you know, what's, and I think they're going to just come right out of the box crazy hot, and I think it's just going to run throughout the season. So now, number one, who you got, Eddie?
I got a Dodger.
Okay.
And it's Hanley Ramirez.
Okay.
He hit. He only played 86 games last year. He came back off an injury early in the season. But he hit 345 with 20 home runs. And you project that over a full season, that's going to get you around 320 with like 40-ish home runs.
Yeah.
You know, I think Hanley Ramirez was the catalyst of that team because Yasiel Puig started to fall off towards the end of the year. And Hanley Ramirez just kept going. When he got back in the lineup, he just kept skyrocketing to 345 average, and that's crazy. You know, I got Hanley Ramirez winning it.
I can only guess who you have number one.
You want to take a guess? I mean, you already know.
I know. Let's be honest. Why don't you let the folks at home
know? All right, I'm sorry, guys. I have to have my boy Bryce Harper as number one. I just think we should have had our season last year, but our team couldn't get it together, which was really unfortunate. But I just feel like Bryce has always been a team leader. I mean, I think everyone agrees. Well, actually, apparently everyone doesn't agree because apparently he's overrated. But
I mean, I don't think
he's. I don't think he's overrated.
I think people can agree that he is easily one of our strongest players. And if, I mean, yeah, come on now. And I think that he's just gonna do amazing this year. I have faith, and I really hope he does because I need a win.
This is where I went haywire. Went a little crazy with my pick and my NL MVP. My NL MVP this year is Jason Hayward.
What?
let me explain.
There's no... What?
Jason Hayward he was hurt all season last year. Even when he was on the field, he was still hurt. You could tell he wasn't 100% Jason Hayward. The year before, he had like 27 home runs. He looked like he was on his pace for a breakout year. He was... I mean... I know the Braves seem to mishandle their prospects because they always...
They lost like their top two starters.
That's fine. Their offense is going to carry them through this NL East because the NL East is known for pitching. You got the Mets with good pitchers. You got the Nationals with good pitchers. You got...
The Marlins have some good pitchers
and whoever the other team... Who's the other team? Oh, the Phillies. Phillies. The Phillies have good pitching. But I think the Braves offense is going to carry them to a title in this race. I think Jason Hayward's going to have an MVP season hitting... I don't know where they're putting him in between him and Freeman and all the other players that they have, but I think they're going to hit him third and then hit Freeman fourth. Or maybe, I don't know, whatever Freddy Gonzalez decides to do.
Yeah.
I think Jason Hayward's going to win the MVP.
You went crazy.
Hey, I mean, crazier things have happened, so we'll see.
Who would have picked McCutchen to win last year?
I think he was a lot...
I think he was a little bit more in the ballpark. We'll see.
So now we're going to go to the pitchers. Do you guys want to do NL first or AL first?
Let's just stick with NL since we're here already.
Well, since you're so eager, why don't you tell me who your number three NL Cy Young is?
Okay, well, see, I mean, obviously I have a Nats on my list. Do I want to make him a number three? Yeah. No. I'll make Adam Wainwright my number three.
Okay, why is Adam Wainwright on your list?
I just think he's always consistent, and that's pretty much what I'm basing it off of right now for him. I just think he's consistent, so I think. I mean, that's not really much to go off of, but.
Fair enough. I mean, speaking of consistency, my number three is Craig Kimbrel. I said that wrong.
Craig Kimbrel, he just went down for the year.
The closer?
Yeah.
When?
Was it Kimbrel?
No. Medlin went down.
Oh, Medlin went down. Never mind. Okay.
Freaking make me.
You're about to be like,
I would have. I mean, I had others to go off of. I had him just ahead of Jose Fernandez as my number three. I think he's going to have a Brad Lidge type year when Lidge carried the Phillies to the World Series in 08. Went perfect all year. I think he could go 50-0, 52-0 in saves. And then you kind of have to consider him because. When Gagne won, it was an 0-2.
Yeah.
He went 56-0, I think. Something like that. And you had to consider him for the Cy Young, and he won. I don't think Kimbrel will win, but I think he'll be number three. And who's your number three?
I got Jose Fernandez number three. You know, I think he'll have one of those Felix Hernandez type years. The Marlins aren't going to be any good, but he's going to be so good, you just can't ignore him. Because his ERA was in the low twos last year.
Yeah.
I think it was like a 2.1.
There was 2.12.
And he still had like 14 wins. So I think he has one of those Felix Hernandez years where he probably won't win it. That's because his team is so bad. But he's going to put up amazing numbers.
All right. Well, number two, I'm putting a Nationals in there, Strasburg.
Why Strasburg and not Gonzalez?
Because I think Strasburg is a better pitcher. I understand he's had issues and like injuries and stuff like that. But I think if he gets the support he needs... and he isn't limited, he is a better pitcher, to be honest. I don't know. I love watching him pitch.
I got Clayton Kershaw at number two.
Ooh.
I know. A lot of people have him as just the go-to number one. He's got a lot of protection with Zach Greinke.
Already done.
I mean, they have like eight freaking pitchers on that team, but I think that's going to hurt him in the voting. I think people are going to use that against him because, Zach Greinke is going to take some votes from him, and Ryu might take a couple votes if he has another good season. So I think that might kind of knock him down to number two.
I got Strasburg number two as well.
Woo!
I think it's about time he lives up to the billing, man. He hasn't lived up to it since he was heralded the best pitching prospect since Mark Pryor.
They're talking $50 million without pitching a pitch.
Yeah, so they're saying the best pitching prospect since Mark Pryor, this, that, and the
that worked out.
Yeah, so, and you know what? He hasn't lived up to any of it. I think this is the year he finally gets there. Shows that nasty curveball that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, gets about 17, 18 wins.
Okay.
Well, I mean, my number one is Kershaw. I mean, look at him. Look at him. Are you kidding me? How do you have him as number two? Like, I mean, I don't know. I would be interested if someone, say, Strasburg did kind of take the title from him, and I could see it happening, like you say, with the votes just swinging because people might just be tired of this guy. But, I mean, I has him as number one.
See, I got Strasburg as number one.
Woo! Oh, I like this. I
think Strasburg's finally going to live up to the hype. This NL East is awful at the plate. Awful. Look at the Mets. Look at the Marlins. Look at the Phillies. Look at the the Braves are the only team that's decent at the plate, but you got 16 games against each of those other teams of, what's that? I'm trying to do quick math. That's 30. It's like 48 games that the Nationals are going to play against teams with terrible offenses on top of all the other terrible offenses they play throughout the year. I think Strasburg's going to just put on wins. He's going to put on strikeouts by the boatload. And I think Kershaw is going to get hurt by that. We voted for him last year. We want somebody new mentality that the baseball writers seem to get. Is it fair? Probably not. But it's reality. That's what they do.
I like this.
I got Kershaw number one, man. It's like...
this was boring.
Dude had a 1.8 ERA. Like, that was like 3 points better than anybody, or 0.3, whatever you want to call it, than anybody else. And now the next person was Jose Fernandez. Yeah. So, and his whip was somewhere like...
I think it was 0.81 or something like that.
Something ridiculous. Even with Greinke and Ryu behind him, who both had good years last year. You know, I think with the Dodgers, I got the Dodgers winning the NL. I think he gets most of the votes.
And they just signed Herron and signed somebody else, too. So they got crazy.
Yeah, they got the highest paid... payroll now.
Yeah, they beat the Yankees finally.
Yeah, stop calling us greedy, man.
So now this one's going to be interesting. The American League's going to be interesting to me because there's probably 25 pitchers you could put any of these three. I'm going to go first. Number three, I got David Price. I mean, obviously David Price is one of the best pitchers in the league by himself. But you put on the pressure that's going to be because everybody's going to be talking about trading him. What team's he going to go to? If the Rays even falter a little bit, that's the best trade piece that there's going to be in the entire American League. If he stays in the American... Now, this is the contingent that he stays in the American League because obviously he can't win the American League Cy Young if he gets traded to the NL. But if he gets traded in the American League, which I think he will, I think he's going to carry whatever that team is above and beyond, and I think that's going to push him right to number three in the Cy Young voting. Eddie, who do you have at three?
Three, I got Justin Verlander.
Okay.
I think last year wasn't an aberration. I don't think it was an aberration. I think he hit his peak, and he's on his way down. I think he's like 31 now, and, you know, you can't throw 100 forever. I think him doing that...
Nolan Ryan did 100 for a really long time.
I know. I think his arm might be starting to get a little bit tired. He's not going to be hitting 100 as consistently as he was. I think he'll still be throwing 96, 95, which is nothing to sneeze at. But I don't think last year was an aberration. I think he's on his way down from the top. And I got Verlander number three.
I actually had him there too. Well, I mean, I had him in my top three, and I'm putting him number three. Just because I agree with you, I don't see him getting better. I see him heading a downward spiral, therefore, I'm just going to have him as number three, because he's not going to be two or one.
My number two, I got Chris Sale, pitcher for the White Sox. I think he's only got one more year with that crazy throwing motion, though. That's asking for a Tommy John surgery. But he's insane good. And the Cy Young Award vote doesn't go to teams that are good, usually. They go to just the best pitchers. And I think Chris Sale is one of the best pitchers in the game. You got to draft him on your fantasy team. Hopefully he doesn't throw his arm at home plate on one of those crazy pitches. But, I mean, Robin Ventura has been working with him to try to get his throwing motion a little easier on himself. And I just think Chris Sale's due for another great year.
Number two, I got Yu Darvish. He had like 272 strikeouts last year, which is amazing.
He was good.
That's to say, he was amazing last year. I think he gets up. I think he gets to number two simply because the Rangers are going to be pretty solid. They're going to contend for the division in the wild card.
They don't really have anybody else behind him either.
Yeah. C.J. Wilson's gone now, so. Exactly. So
Collins hurt.
Yeah, so I got Yu Darvish. I think he's going to carry that staff and carry that team for a little while. And people are going to take notice of him.
I put Clay, I don't know how to
Buchholz.
Say it. Buchholz. I'll put him as number two out of my top three.
That's interesting. Why?
And that's if he stays healthy. If he stays healthy.
Well, these are all conditions.
I mean, I feel like that's every MLB. Well, they could be really good if they stay healthy.
Especially this year with, what is it, like 15 now pitchers taking Tommy John surgery?
I just think everyone is getting so sick. Like, what's
me and Eddie might be fighting for Cy Young. They just we have no one else. Just get some random people to start throwing.
I mean, I'll throw out there.
I picked up a random guy. I think he's really good.
My number one is I think everyone loves the comeback, and I'm going Justin Verlander. I think Verlander's still got three more good seasons in him. He might not be throwing 100, but in today's MLB, you could throw 96 and still be dominant. I think you saw what Max Scherzer did last year, and I think Scherzer's overrated, to be honest, because
his team won. His team put runs on.
Wins mean nothing.
Yeah.
Let's call it spades. Wins don't mean anything unless you're Steve Carlton winning 23 out of your team's 56 games. Wins don't mean anything except for, like, if you want to compare your pitcher's wins to your team's wins, that's fine. But if you're the Dodgers, the Tigers were hitting what? Like,
there were
5 runs a game every time Scherzer started? It was like Phil Hughes when he won 18 games. Phil Hughes wasn't good that year. He just won 18 games because the Yankees were scoring.
Let's not talk about it.
Just as a comparison point. Justin Verlander was doing it with or without the run support 2 years ago. So I think Justin Verlander makes a nice little comeback next year and he wins the Cy Young.
This is going to be interesting because I honestly don't have the Rays winning the division. But I got Matt Moore winning it, even after he just took a one off the head the other day and got some stitches. But he's reportedly fine. So I got Matt Moore winning. I think he's the best pitcher on that staff, ahead of David Price. Hmm. And the other, who's the third one?
They got, like, Hellickson.
I think Matt Moore is the best guy on that staff.
Not Wade Davis. They traded him. What the heck's his name? Alex Cobb.
Yeah,
Alex Cobb, another guy got hit in the face last year.
So I think Matt Moore wins it.
I had Yu Darvish as number one. Just because, I mean, I feel like you disagree with me on everything. I feel like I'm repeating what everyone says. He runs it. He carries it. You know what I mean? Like, he's carrying everything on his back. I don't know. I got him as number one. I'm not really good with the AL. Probably because I'm an Nats fan.
You'll get good. I think she was fine.
I was surprised. Honestly, when I came in here, I was like, I thought you guys would make so much fun of me, but I was surprised that you guys had some of the same picks that I did.
Makes Be more confident.
Good.
It's okay.
I feel a little good about myself.
She was all upset that she was like, oh, another girl's not here to pick all her favorite teams.
I know. I was like, oh, come on.
Freaking last time I listened, it's like, who's going to win the World Series? The Mets.
I was just happy that you guys had Strasburg on there. I can't believe you had him as number one.
I think it's about time
he starts living up to that. You know.
Well, Gio Gonzalez didn't have that good of a year either last year. So I think they're both going to have a bounce back year. And I think they're, I mean, like I said, that NL East is awful offensively.
What do you think about Clifford?
Clifford? Oh, didn't he get moved to the bullpen?
I have no idea.
They moved Ross Detlefweiler to the bullpen.
Yeah, I was like,
and they got Jordan Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman. Yeah. I say Strasburg, Zimmerman, and Clipper are my
favorites. Yeah, both the Zimmermans, man.
Yeah. Ryan Zimmerman. I liked him 3 years ago. He can't stay on the field anymore, which is unfortunate because he was great 3 years ago. He was all the Nationals had. But that is going to do it for us. I would like to thank Emily Jean Greco. I'm just going to say your name differently every single
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I was like, no one ever says it right.
That's fine. Jean Greco, Jean
call,
Greco.
You could just call her Emily.
Well, I could, but I'm not going to because this is more fun. Then Eddie Santiago, I know how to say your name.
Yeah.
I'm Nick Villano. We'll catch you again next time.
This is a product of the U92 Sports Department. The opinions on this podcast are not necessarily the opinions of WWVUFM or West Virginia University.